Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
The Bartometer tonight has the NFL schedule input into it, and it is going to spit out for us the eight biggest revenge games of the 2025 season, which it could have done earlier, but then we had a guy sign in Pittsburgh, and that might be the reason for this list. There's a lot of other reunion type games that are going to be happening, guys playing against their former teams, but there's not a lot of room when it comes to all the revenge games that are possible. So what is a revenge game? It's a former player against a former team. It's a former coach against a former team. It's a playoff matchup. It's two teams that have been engaged with each other in a rivalry, and one's trying to get the upper hand. I'll tell you right now, there's a lot more teams and games that could be on this list than what has happened on this list. But we will start the Bartometer, my machine, artificial intelligence. I bring it in on Thursdays, except next week I'll be off Thursday. And then in the fall, we're going to move it to Tuesdays. But other than that, it's happening right now. And here we go. Number eight, biggest revenge game of the season. So there are a lot of games where someone's facing their former team. It could be Russell Wilson with the Giants against the Broncos. It could be DK Metcalf against the Seahawks. It could be Mike Vrabel coaching against the Tennessee Titans. It could be Cooper Kupp playing against the Rams. But the one that's going to get on here and get this spot, non-Aaron Rodgers division, will be the Seahawks against the Vikings in Week 13. This set for a Fox broadcast in the late window, and this is because of Sam Darnold. So of all the different revenge scenarios, receivers, you know, Russ against Denver, Vrabel against the Titans, I may have snuck in here, but the Bartometer. Oh, did Florida score?
Tie game, yes.
Oh, wow. Jeez, this series.
16 seconds left in regulation, and it looks like, no, that wasn't Kachuk, but somebody snuck it in. Incredible. We're going to overtime again.
Oh, they're showing Taylor Swift too much.
It was Sam Reinhart, by the way. He got the goal.
Oh, good. I was just going to say. Sam Darnold against the Vikings is a big revenge. They won 14 years or games last year, and then they decide that wasn't good enough. We wanted to move on from you and go with our rookie and J.J. McCarthy. The Vikings have done this before where they've had a quarterback that's taken them to newer heights, let's say. Case Keenum got him to an NFC Championship game, but they'd rather go with Kirk Cousins, who never got them back. Now, the Vikings did lose in the first round of the playoffs, so potentially J.J. McCarthy will have an easier time going farther, but will J.J. McCarthy even get them to the playoffs? That's a big question. I still think they made the right move long term, but Sam Darnold's going to want some revenge when he's a member of the Seattle Seahawks in week number 13. At number 7... Again, outside of anything Aaron Rodgers related, this is the only regular season rematch on the board from a game that was decided in the regular season. This was a game that was in the late window. It was like the only exciting game going on. And what it really did was then splinter the two seasons for these respective teams. I'm talking, of course, about the Bears versus the Commanders. Commanders down 15-12 with 2 seconds left. Chicago 4-2 at the time. The Commanders 5-2 at the time. The NFL on CBS.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
Really unprecedented. And then the video of Stevenson like saying bye to the fans instead of being in coverage. And also you've got the Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels factor. A lot of the narrative about the Bears the rest of the season can be traced back to this game. A lot of the narrative about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders the rest of the season can be traced back to that game. They're going to link up again Monday Night Football, Week 6, October 13. On ABC, that is the number 7 most anticipated revenge game of the 2025 season. At number 6. This will be a rematch of the AFC Championship game. It is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills in Week 9. They've played each other four of the past five postseasons. But they've also faced each other now in 6 straight seasons, which you have to be very good for that to continue to happen. Yeah, you rotate divisions, but also you play who's ever in the same spot as you. These teams have been first place teams consistently, and so they play each other. Last year in the AFC Championship game, it looked like, it felt like it was going to be Buffalo's time. Kansas City won 32-29. The Bills win these games more often than not in the regular season and then can't do it in the postseason. It's still going to be a highly touted rematch and a highly touted matchup and feel like a postseason game, even though it won't. Buffalo will probably win, and then Kansas City wins later on. That's what's been happening. It could be higher if Buffalo didn't usually win these games in the regular season and feel good about themselves, and then Kansas City's got them right where they want them come playoff time. But the Chiefs at the Bills, revenge game number 6, week 9 in November. Number 5. Most anticipated revenge games in the playoffs or of the regular season. This one was a playoff game, and this will be the last NFC playoff game on this list as a rematch. So the Lions and Commanders could have been on this list. They play each other. The Commanders and Eagles could be on this list. They play each other. Divisional matchup. But there's going to be a lot of nonsense surrounding this one. The Eagles at the Packers, Monday, November 10th on ESPN. And it's not so much about, oh, the Packers lost in the playoffs, because the Commanders lost in the playoffs. The Lions lost to the Commanders in the playoffs. The Rams lost to the Eagles in the playoffs. Doesn't matter. What matters is the tush-push discussion came down to Packers on this side and Eagles on this side. Even though the Eagles aren't the only team to run it, even though the Packers were essentially told by the league, hey, put this proposal forward, there's going to be a lot of it. There's going to be a lot of attention to it, and then it's basically going to be the battle for the tush-push. And the tush-push win run in this game will be on a whole nother level than any other running of the tush-push throughout the season. Eagles at Packers, Week 10, Monday Night Football, number 5. Number 4. Bills back on this list, but not as the revenger, but as the revengee, if you follow. And that is week number 1, Sunday Night Football. The Ravens head to Buffalo. For what the Chiefs are to the Bills have sort of become to the Ravens. They had an opportunity to tie that divisional round game last year. Mark Andrews falling to the ground, the ball falling with him. And to add a little bit of sprinkle to the matchup, Josh Allen edging out Lamar Jackson for the MVP. Primetime matchup, week 1. Ravens started slow last year. Don't want to do that again. A lot on the line here in this revenge game. Number 3. This is a week 2 game. It will be in the late window on Fox. When you get a Super Bowl rematch the year after the Super Bowl, it's going to be a highly anticipated revenge game. And it's not just a revenge game. The Chiefs got destroyed by Philadelphia, 40-22. They didn't score their first touchdown until Nick Sirianni already had Gatorade dumped on him. It was that out of question that early. It's early enough in the season that they can use this again as measuring sticks, that it can help set the tone for what the season could become. But it does come in at number 3. Super Bowl matchups, they're not always common. You have to make sure that you're playing that division in the rotation. You play the different divisions once every 4 years. Now there's another crossover game they've added, so sometimes it might be able to slip in there. But the years that we get it, they are special. And this is happening in week 2 again on Fox. All right, it's Aaron Rodgers' time at number 2. And at number 2, we're going to go Steelers at the Jets. So Justin Fields has some say in this, too. He's trying to get revenge against the Steelers. He wasn't there that long. Rodgers was only with the Jets for a couple of years. But we get it right off the bat, and it's week 1, early window on CBS. The Rodgers-Packers relationship right now probably isn't as tense as the Rodgers-Jets relationship right now. You're going to have him wanting to prove to New York, you should have at least given me a longer meeting. Aaron Glenn's going to want to prove that, no, we're doing things the Jets' ways now. And then you got the Steelers, who have to go up against their old guy in Justin Fields. If Fields beats Rodgers, why didn't you keep me? So a lot of early season intrigue on this one for sure. But at number 1, before he even signed, the NFL knew. They put it on Sunday night, week eight, October 26th. It's the Packers at the Steelers. It's Aaron Rodgers, where he played for a decade and a half. Won four MVPs, won a Super Bowl. Him facing his old team, a matchup we weren't sure we were going to get. It's going to be huge. It's like Brady taking on the Patriots, Manning taking on the Colts. It's got to be on this list, and it comes in at number one. So the eight most anticipated revenge games of the NFL season. Seahawks against Vikings, week 13 at number eight. Bears and Commanders, number seven. The Chiefs at the Bills, number six. Number five is the Tush Push game, Eagles at Packers. Four, Ravens at Bills. Three, the Super Bowl rematch. Two, Rodgers versus the Jets. One, Rodgers versus the Packers. Other honorable mentions, Lions and Commanders could be on this list. Eagles and Commanders could be on this list. Giants and Broncos. I think the Patriots and the Titans probably could have got on there at number eight. Bears and Lions, because the Bears took Ben Johnson away from Detroit. Also a very good contender. But the Bartometer has spoken, and with that, we turn it off for the night. Although, as we know with artificial intelligence, it's never truly off. It's always devising a plan to eventually take over the world. But for now, sleep tight, my friend. And as long as it runs on Windows 95, it never really could be that serious.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash. Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!